Corinne, thanks for talking with us today.
You are welcome. Thanks for having me.
How worried are you about the federal government enforcing its laws against selling or possessing marijuana?
I'm not worried. It's more frustrating, I think, but we do everything that we can to stay as compliant as possible and to educate. And my feelings are that if they are going to crack down on anybody, it'll be people who aren't doing those steps, taking those steps.
Talk about the steps you do to maintain compliance. And it sounds like that's mainly with Colorado law.
Yes. So we're all in Colorado. I deal with the Marijuana Enforcement Division only in Colorado. I have my officer on speed dial. We talk regularly. Anything that happens, I keep in touch. We follow all the rules. We keep everything printed, and we do all of the compliance.
What are examples of things you have to do to maintain compliance?
The labeling is the hardest, I think, and the one that changes the most, what's required to be on everything that we send out of the door. We are the last step in the seed to sale program, so everything that we do is very important.
So if for some reason the federal government does enforce its laws, what are your plans?
I don't have a plan. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I mean, I think
that I don't feel worried that they will. If they did, we would have to close up shop and hope that we don't end up in jail. I think that we do everything compliantly, and it's the state's rights. I feel comfortable with the state's rights and that this is what Colorado chose. I'm not too worried.
Besides news coverage, have you heard anything directly from the federal government?
No, I have not.
Why did you get into the marijuana business?
It was actually my dad who had the initial interest, and Carly and I were living in Denver, and we were kind of in a place where there wasn't really much growth left for us.
And Carly's your sister.
Carly is my sister. She's the other doobie sister. And so we were at a place where there wasn't much growth. This industry was new. It's exciting. We were semi-familiar with the product. And so it was the right move. It took a lot of work, but there's just so much room for growth, so much potential.
What challenges have you encountered with opening your own business?
I didn't go to school to do such activities. So I went to school to study. I wanted to do event planning. So QuickBooks was the worst one for me. Accounting is hard.
Like an accounting software,
accountants
right?
are saints, in my opinion. Dealing with staff, I was a manager, but to be the final decision maker was new and was hard for us being so young. But I think we're falling into those roles all right.
What does the future hold for your business?
I'm very excited. I think there's a lot of talk of new things happening in Cortez as far as other dispensaries and things, but I'm very confident in what we have created and what we believe in and what we stand up for. We want to educate. We have the best of the best, and we won't waver, and it's exciting.
Corinne Wolf is co-owner of the Doobie Sisters Dispensary in Cortez, along with her sister Carly. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.